This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked Mr. Nehammer for welcoming him and said that the strong India-Austria friendship will get even stronger in the times to come. Prime Minister Modi also said that he is looking forward to the upcoming discussions and that both nations will continue working together to further global good. Chancellor Nehammer also expressed his delight and said it is a pleasure and honour to welcome Prime Minister Modi to Austria. He said that Austria and India are friends and partners and is also looking forward to the political and economic discussions during Prime Minister Modi's visit. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 18 people were killed and 19 injured when a double-decker bus rammed into a milk tanker on the Lucknow-Agra expressway near Bangarmau in Unnao district this morning. The bus was going to Delhi from Sitamarhi in Bihar. The impact of the collision was so huge that the bus was almost pulverized and people were flung out of the vehicle. Police and other emergency personnel rushed to the site to extricate victims and transport the injured to hospitals. District Administration has issued helpline numbers 0515-2970-767, 9651-432703, 9454-417447, 8887713617, and 8081211289. Unnao SP Siddharth Shankar Meena is informed that the injured have been treated at the district hospital, while five injured passengers have been referred to Lucknow for better treatment. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their condolences over the deaths caused by this road accident. Prime Minister Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF, for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured in the Unnao mishap. UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also expressed his grief over the accident and directed officials to ensure proper treatment to the injured. Voting is underway for by-polls to 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Voting is taking place for Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra Hamirpur and Nalagar in Himachal Pradesh, and Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand. Voting is also taking place for Rupoli in Bihar, Amarwara in Madhya Pradesh and Vikravandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab. National Commission for Scheduled Caste has sought a report from the Karnataka government over reported diversion of funds from Scheduled Caste Sub-Plan and Tribal Sub-Plan for implementing 5 guarantee scheme in the state. Taking cognizance of media reports, the commission has asked the state government to submit a detailed report within 7 days over the issue. The commission, citing media reports, said that the state government has taken the decision to divert over 14,000 crore rupees from the sub-plans to allocate funds to 5 guarantee schemes. In Jammu and Kashmir, search operations resumed today in Doda district where firing exchanges have taken place between the security forces and the terrorists yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the search operation was suspended yesterday due to darkness and heavy rain. It was resumed with the first light today and the security forces are now engaged in tracing the terrorist in the forest area. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 130 points to hit a new all-time high of 80,481 with the opening trade today, but soon the benchmark retreated and plunged to 79,781.15. The NSE Nifty also hit its fresh lifetime high of 24,461 in opening deals but paired all the gains and tumbled to 24,265.15. In cricket, Indian men's team will lock horns with Zimbabwe in the third T20 match of the 5-match series at Harare Sports Club this evening. Both the teams have won 1 match each in the 5-match series. In the European Football Championship Euro 2024, Spain has defeated France 2-1 in the important semi-final match played last night at Allianz Arena in Munich to reach the finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.